Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today approved six proposals worth around 95,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken in today's Cabinet meeting cover several sectors.
करीब 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस के टोटल फैसले आज के
डिसीजंस वर्थ अराउंड 95,000 करोड़ रुपीस हैव बीन टेकन इन टुडेज कैबिनेट मीटिंग दीज डिसीजंस कवर सेवरल सेक्टर्स रेलवेज हाईवेज रेलवे बोनस मैटर्स एंड शिप बिल्डिंग मेजर रिफॉर्म्स इंक्लूड अ फेलो प्रोग्राम फॉर आवर ह्यूमन रिसोर्सेज एंड रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट एक्टिविटीज अलॉन्ग विद एन इंक्रीज इन द नंबर ऑफ सीट्स इन मेडिकल एजुकेशन
में नंबर ऑफ सीट्स को बढ़ाना.
The minister said the cabinet has approved a comprehensive package of 69,725 crore rupees to revitalize India's shipbuilding and maritime sector. The package introduces a four-pillar approach designed to strengthen domestic capacity, improve long-term financing, and promote greenfield and brownfield shipyard development. The government also cleared payment of productivity-linked bonus PLB of 78 days to 10.91 lakh railway employees. Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet also gave its nod to the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, Council of Scientific and Industrial Research Scheme on capacity building and human resource development for the period of the 15th Finance Commission cycle 2021-22 to 2025-26. The government has approved major expansion of postgraduate and undergraduate medical education capacity in the country. The minister said the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs gave its nod to doubling of the Bakhtiarpur-Rajgir-Tilaiya railway line section in Bihar. It also approved construction of four-lane Sahibganj-Arairaj-Betia section of the National Highway 139W in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. In Chhattisgarh, 71 Maoists, including 21 women, surrendered before the security forces in Dantewada district today. Police said 30 of them were carrying a combined reward of 64 lakh rupees. The Maoists surrendered under the influence of the Lone Varad 2 or Return to Home campaign being run in the district. Officials informed that under the state government's rehabilitation policy, the surrendered Maoists will be provided an incentive of 50,000 rupees each, along with other facilities, including skill development training. Restrictions have been imposed in Leh after violent protests erupted in support of the demand to advance the proposed talks with the centre on extension of the sixth schedule as well as statehood to Ladakh. The order issued by the district magistrate of Leh under Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita, BNSS 2023, for maintaining law and order in District Leh, says that no procession, rally or march shall be carried out without prior approval from competent authority in Leh. No use of loudspeakers mounted on vehicles, no one is allowed to make statements which has potential to disturb the public tranquility and which may lead to law and order problems in the district. Assembly of five or more persons shall remain prohibited within the jurisdiction of District Leh. Super typhoon Ragasa has wreaked havoc in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines and South China, leaving a trail of widespread destruction. In Taiwan, 14 people died while 18 injured as powerful storm continued to batter its eastern, northern and southern coastal areas, bringing heavy rainfall. Four people lost their lives in Philippines as it halted life on the South China coast. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the demise of eminent Kannada author and thinker and Padma Bhushan awardee Dr. S. L. Bhairappa. In a social media post, the president said, Dr. Bhairappa's legacy will continue to inspire future generations. The Prime Minister, in his message, said that the country has lost a towering stalwart who stirred the nation's conscience and delved deep into the soul of India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.